Oasis Audio presents Bold by Sean Foyt, read for you by Zachary Graham. Introduction. There are things for which an uncompromising stand is worthwhile. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The only way truth can be silenced is when no one is bold enough to speak it. We're told today that we live in a post-Christian and even a post-truth society. There are no absolutes. What science can't confirm as real doesn't exist. And even what science seems sure about can be called into question. Ancient wisdom is long past its expiration date. Faith and truth are really up to the individual. And the God, the universe, or whatever you want to call it, is a legitimate way to begin a spiritual but not religious conversation. And people call me crazy. Don't get me wrong, there are a lot of good things about what is happening in our current generation. It's great to see the hunger for authenticity and meaningful connection, the movement away from consumerism and materialism, the embracing of the diversity with which God created us, a heart for the oppressed and forgotten, the rejection of hypocrisy and corruption, and the desire to help others and close the gap between the haves and have-nots. I believe at their core, these have been seeded throughout the great political experiment that is the United States. This began with one of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, which stated in 1776 that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. I believe our success as a nation, and as an example to the value of democracy around the world, depends on us living these values in revolutionary new ways. Yet somehow these values have become a battle cry not for reconciliation, justice, and unity, but for people to be canceled, for violent protests that turn into riots, destroying property and creating mayhem, for lawlessness and anarchy in the face of civil authority, and for silencing the voices of anyone who disagrees. Dissent seems to be at an all-time high in America today. And there is a tremendous fight raging to control the narrative about what is happening, regardless of actual facts. Each side blames the other for it, and the divisiveness is tangible. Throw in a pandemic, further racial tensions, a scold war on social media that is out of control, and mainstream media outlets that profit more from stirring up conflict than from bringing peace, and you have a recipe for utter chaos. Unless, of course, more of us are willing to stand up in boldness and voice a different narrative, one that heals instead of injures, reconciles instead of divides, forgives instead of cancels, delivers instead of enslaves, and saves instead of condemns. And the only message I know that will do that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. In a time when people are trying to shout each other down, I think it's time we flipped the script and started shouting up. But that takes a quality that is hard to come by in an age that is demanding conformity to a certain set of selfish, manipulative, polarizing values. It's tough when governments are mandating seclusion and trying to silence the church. It's tough when you're threatened and thrown into self-doubt, uncertainty, and fear. The only answer is to return all the more strongly to what we are certain of. It demands a return to the truth. It demands a fresh embracing of values we know will last, like faith, hope, and love. It demands, in essence, the willingness to be bold. Over the last 2 years without leaving the United States, my family and I have faced the greatest opposition we have ever experienced. And that is saying something for a missionary who has taken the gospel to places where it is completely illegal to preach it, like Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, the front line of the war with ISIS, and North Korea. Never have I been called out the way I have been in this time, accused of so many different things, or lost so many friends. At the same time, never have I seen revival like what we have experienced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?